Sometimes it is the wolves. Sometimes a single wolf will come and become extraordinarily powerful animal as a Wendigo animal. And then it will go places and follow humans and eat humans only. And this is what we used to call Wendigo wolf. Or wolf Wendigo. But there were other times in those days, sometimes the bears will begin plenty, and then they would kill. They would kill off people. And these people, they say it was part of the Creator's control of overpopulation of human. Instead of having disease, contagious disease, these things would happen. And some of the times, the whole land would just be, the animals would be gone, like moose and caribou, and that will decimate the people population. I mean, up to the half, a proper proportion, so that one over eat the area. Sometimes it was a fish that was not around. And when the fish cannot be found, it usually a very tragic, a poor year. Many people will starve to death. And in that case, another bad thing was involved. People were turned cannibals. And then the worst has come. And then somehow, there's always a controlling system there. And there was always something happened to defend this mishaps or strange happening. Sometimes some elders, when the population now is down to size, some elders will suggest these cannibalistic people should be killed off from the land. And then they would hire a person to kill them off. They used to call them a cannibal killer. So that's a different story. There is a story for that. But this one I'm talking about, this was the situation in time. And it was this condition, it was that period that this lady come to our life. And she was gifted as a dreamer. And so she dreamed this dream that she was growing up. In her dream, she was growing up to be a lady, and she knows that she's going to get married. And it says one time in her dream that a person that talks to him says, when you have, does it say? When you begin to have 7 children, that's when I will come and visit you. And that's when you will be involved. Because those days before that, there were many, quite often, I mean, a cannibal would exist amongst people. And this cannibal, sometimes in a large family, and it would slowly pick off the people and kill them, because they are not the ordinary cannibal people. They would live like ordinary people, but the nerds or carved to eat a human flesh is what they were once they eat it. So they would kill one person and steal it and take it in their home and have a feast. The rest of the time they would just eat any kind of food. Visit them, they would be just ordinary people. But they are cannibals. And this was the situation those days. So it was too many. And it was not very nice for the land. And that's what this young lady dreamed about. And her grandfather told her that you will have to be involved in this thing. And you will have a big... You will associate the spirit in time that will bring changes to her land. So it happens. She got married. She got 7 children. When the 7 children were born, she knows in her body, in her being, it is now. It is now, any time now, after our last child was about 3 years old, that she told her husband. Her husband is a very capable man, a very good hunter, good provider and everything, and loving. And all around them, there were people who were terrified by the cannibalistic people or things. And she was spared by it because they had lived somewhere else. So she knows this winter hit was going to be the day, going to be this year. So she told her husband, said, be careful. Whenever you see a track leading to our home one evening when you come home, do not worry. That is going to be my father, my dream father. He's going to visit us for a while. And this was in March, thereabout, that one man, this man came home and he saw this track that leads to his camp, a human foot so heavy and big. And right away he knows this is Windigo. So big too. Anyways, he remembers her wife a warning, so he went home anyway. Soon as he got in, his wife came in and says, yes, yes, the wife says, my father has arrived. So I rearranged the teepee and then enlarged it a little bit so we can fit in one side and we can live on the other side. And says, oh, so what is this? The man says, what is this extraordinary size of man? And my wife says, he is my dream father. That's the one I told you, I dream, my father. It's a different kind of thing. So he will be great, he will help the people. Help, said the man, because Windigo doesn't help people.